Kia ora and welcome to the Hauora Tangata podcaster's Mahuru. In this session, we're chatting about Te Whare Tapawha and discussing the ways in which this Māori health model can be applied to improve mental well-being, with a particular focus on Māori mental health. Myself, Lisa, Delwyn and Namo will take you on a brief journey through the current state of Māori health in Aotearoa, break down the four taha of Te Whare Tapawha and how these can be considered for mental well-being, before wrapping up with some of our top picks on ways to improve mental well-being going forward. So sit back, relax, and join us on our adventure. Mā te kimi ka kite, mā te kite ka mōhio, mā te mōhio ka marama.
Kia ora, te tiro whakamauri, kukiri whakamaua. It is impossible to discuss hauora, a Māori philosophy of health, without acknowledging the devastating impact colonisation and later urbanisation had on Tangata Whenua of Aotearoa New Zealand. Colonisation led to loss of land, language, cultural institutions and traditional lifestyle, as well as loss of an economic base. These have all contributed to Māori being overrepresented in many negative social statistics, and for our podcast, we are going to discuss the area of mental health. Traditionally, Western biomedical models of health have been used in Aotearoa New Zealand. These take a micro or small scale approach to health, focusing only on the individual and looking at the physical aspects of disease, such as the biology, physiology, and pathology of an illness. They focus on the treatment rather than the prevention of illness. As a founding document of Aotearoa New Zealand, Te Tiriti o Waitangi lays out, there must be the partnership, protection and participation of Māori in all areas of health. Partnership in terms of working together to design, deliver and monitor health and disability services. Protection of rights, benefits and possessions. This involves respecting Māori tikanga, cultures and protocols and tuonga, treasures such as te reo Māori language. Participation with Māori being involved at all levels of the health and disability sector. Therefore, using Western models of health is not culturally appropriate for Māori, as they do not take into account a Māori worldview. These models are not beneficial and may even exacerbate problems. Māori models of health take a holistic view. They recognise the interconnectedness and interdependence of individuals, communities and the environment. The focus is that relationships with both people and the environment is based on reciprocity and balance. They incorporate Māori values and knowledge. They strive to make complex themes simple, which helps to understand health, and often use symbolic metaphors to achieve this.
So as we've just learnt, the current medical system within Aotearoa is very different to traditional Māori health models, and one major influencer resulting in the many negative health outcomes Māori experience today. Statistics from the Ministry of Health continue to identify an overrepresentation for Māori across a range of serious conditions when compared to any other culture within the country. This unfortunately is an ongoing trend which has already spanned too many years. Now, specific to mental well-being, Māori experience the highest rates of psychological distress and suicide in Aotearoa, with anxiety, depression and mood disorders a challenging reality for many. Mental health issues often impact onto other areas of health also, for example resulting in the development of addictive or abusive behaviours or the manifestation of additional illness within tinana, heningaro, wairua or whānau. Māori are unfortunately less likely to access mental health services in comparison to all others in Aotearoa, highlighting again the lack of culturally appropriate support. The complex, multifaceted nature of health means that for outcomes to improve, much consistent and concentrated effort is needed to bring about positive change and to impact positively on mental well-being for all Māori.
The Te Whare Tapawha model of Māori health, which we are going to discuss today, was developed in 1984 by Professor Mason Durry in response to research by the Māori Women's Welfare League. It uses a wharenui or meeting house concept. The whenua, the land, roots, ancestors, is the foundation, and the four cornerstones or sides of the structure each pertain to specific areas encompassing and contributing to one's whole health and well-being. Taha tinana, physical health, taha heningaro, mental health, Taha Wairua, spiritual health, and Taha Whanau, extended family health. It differs from a Western concept of health, which tends to look at just the physical or mental health of the patient. And because of this, Mason Dury states in his book, Wairua, Maori Health Development, there is now a greater need to aim for standards of health which transcend physical dimensions and encompass those aspects which have been relatively neglected, Wairua, Hingaro, and Whanau. As this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, I hope you manage to explore Te Whare Tapa, Whā, as each day they are looking at each of the cornerstones, as well as the whenua, which we have not discussed today, but is also an important aspect in Maori health and well-being, to know where we have come from. If you would like to know more, head over to www.mhaw.nz and explore this concept of Maori health.
Tama tau, tama ora, tama noho, tama mate. The Taha Tinana focus of Te Whare Tapa Whā represents our amazing capacity for physical growth and development. It is about our body's daily movements and feelings and how these change over time, which means we need to take care of it. For Māori, the physical being absolutely cannot be separated from the mind, spirit or family, which Namo, Crystal and Delwyn will later talk about. It supports our essence and protects us from the external environment. In terms of promoting and protecting mental health, Taha Tinana involves regular physical exercise, healthy eating, sleeping well, stopping smoking and drinking alcohol only in moderation. So, Taha Tinana in action all over Aotearoa New Zealand. Kapa Haka groups and Poi performances incorporate Māori customs and protocols and are opportunities for both the development of physical fitness and coordination and strengthening links back to past knowledge and traditions. Healthy eating, healthy action, Oranga Kai, Oranga Pumai, is a Ministry of Health initiative to improve nutrition and has been used to help whānau plant vegetable gardens and for orchards to be planted at marais. Hapai Te Ora, a Māori public health group in Auckland, made a video for Quitline, Smoking is Not Our Whakapapa, to encourage smoking cessation. Support from Quitline, such as texts and phone calls, are available in Te Reo Māori.
Huri here, tō māta ki te rā, kia taka te atarangi ki muri I a koe. Welcome to Taha Hine Ngaro, where we'll begin to explore our mental and emotional well-being. Hine Ngaro not only relates to our thoughts, feelings and emotions, but also the ways in which we communicate and express ourselves and our connections to self, whānau, community and the physical and spiritual worlds around us. Hine Ngaro is a broad concept and is deeply influenced by our relationship with our tinana, whānau and wairua. When there is an imbalance within one of these taha or within itself, the ability to think and feel in a normal way is affected and mental health issues often arise. Experiences of Hine Ngaro imbalance may include periods of anxiety or depression, lack of motivation, crying for no obvious reason, or self-isolation. Such symptoms indicate that mental well-being is at risk and action must be taken to support Hine Ngaro back to balance. Te Whare Tapa Whā can be applied to identify possible actions or treatments you may wish to take to support yourself back to mental well-being. For example, applying Taha Tinana might identify physical exercise or cooking and eating a healthy meal as tools to support and strengthen Hine Ngaro. Taha Wairua could encourage you to spend time amongst nature or to listen to music or words that move you spiritually. Taha Whanau might include having a coffee and a chat with a friend, spending time with family, or volunteering to help others in your community. And applying Taha Hine Ngaro might encourage you to write your thoughts and feelings into a journal, or allow yourself time to cry, or to try meditation. There are so many ways we can care for our Hine Ngaro, and the aim is to incorporate things into your routine to look after it every single day. For those of you who might want more information about this, there is a great publication called There Is a Way Through, available on the Te Herenga Hauora Health Promotion Agency website. It is full of useful tips and tricks and totally free of charge. Kia ora, kia kaha, kia maia.
Tūtaua mai I runga, tūtaua mai I raro. tūtaua mai i roto, tūtaua mai i waho. Kia tau ai te mauri tū, te mauri ora, ki te katoa. Haumie, huie, taekie. Welcome to Taha Wairua, where the focus is on the importance of wairua to Māori mental well-being. First, it's important to clarify, wairua or wairuatanga or spirituality does not specifically mean a religious affiliation or participation. It includes our connection to te taiao, nature, to unseen forces, ngā atua, and to our ancestors' past. For Māori, taha wairua is a vital component to mental well-being. It is connected to your mauri, mana, and overall hauora. In te ao Māori, everything in the world has a mauri, a life force, a special essence. Wairua, mana, and mauri are delicately intertwined, so taha wairua is about nourishing your soul, taking part in mana-enhancing practices, and recognising ways to move towards a state of mauri ora, or flourishing. Traditionally, the biomedical model of health, which is predominantly used throughout Aotearoa, lacks consideration of taha wairua. This can make it difficult for engagement from Māori given the lack of understanding, connection and respect around spiritual beliefs. However, through the incorporation of te whare tapawhā into everyday practices within the health system, we can begin to overcome these differences and encourage proactive care of our mental well-being through acknowledging the role of taha wairua. Ways to support taha wairua are often unique to each individual, focusing on activities and behaviours that help you feel replenished, revitalised and invigorated. Some suggestions include taking a walk through the ngahere, breathing in the fresh air and connecting with the natural environment, reconnecting with ngā atua on a regular basis through karakia, incorporating tikanga into your daily life, or spending time researching your whakapapa, developing your sense of identity and connection.
And lastly, taha whānau. In the beginning, the Western psychiatric tradition was to confine people with mental health issues. They were isolated in asylums and cut off from their families and communities. However, this was not the way of the Maori people, who had always cared for their people within their communities. It is important to understand the support structures for a person's well-being, whether it be immediate or extended whānau. For these are the people who can provide physical, cultural, emotional care. Whānau also need to be included and accommodated with decisions regarding treatment and made aware of what support services are available for the whole whānau, not just the person with the mental illness. Emerge Aotearoa offer support for whānau along with information so that they can better understand mental health issues, what services and supports there are available within the community, as well as assisting with advocacy to navigate mental health services.
Now that we have explored the four taha of te whare tapawhā, we can see how important they each are when it comes to maintaining a flourishing mauri and positive mental well-being. When we focus on our tinana, heningaro, whānau and wairua, we gain extensive insight and understanding of our own mental health and can learn to identify symptoms of imbalance and distress across the four taha, as well as identifying solutions and actions to take in response. The interconnectedness of each taha reminds us that they all need to be looked after equally and on a daily basis, so that when any one of them are put under strain, steps towards regaining strength and balance can be taken. A stable foundation on which to build and maintain strong mental well-being is key and will help keep and promote overall well-being in all areas of health.
In addition, there are a number of ways that Māori mental health models can be brought to life in the current health system in Aotearoa to complement and improve Māori mental well-being. This includes a holistic approach to mental well-being, acknowledging the need for nourishment of the four taha. Similarly, health providers can actively move away from a deficit-based individualistic model of well-being and care towards a system where the strengths of an individual are highlighted and whānau involvement in care and treatment is encouraged. Lastly, we suggest that through challenging a westernised model of healthcare, the system will become more inclusive, welcoming and accessible for Māori. As such, Māori may seek help sooner and may access more resources for maintaining mental well-being. In doing so, collectively Māori mental well-being can be improved and nurtured.
Thank you for listening to Group Tangaroa's podcast on Te Whare Tapawhā and how it can be applied to mental health. Our aim was to show how moving away from individualistic focused models of health to holistic models involving our physical, taha, tinana, mental, taha heninaro, spiritual, taha wairau, and family, taha whānau health, is beneficial and right for Māori in Aotearoa New Zealand today. We highlighted the statistics showing the reality of the overrepresentation of Māori in many serious health conditions, including mental health. We hope to have increased our listeners' understanding of Te Whare Tapuwha, the four dimensions of health, and shown the interconnectedness of health, where if one dimension is missing, then health becomes unbalanced. We wanted to provide practical examples of how Te Whare Tapuwha can be applied in everyday life to improve mental well-being, such as Taha Tinana, Kapa Haka groups, Taha Hinenaro, meditations and karakia, Taha Wairau, spending time in nature, and Taha Whanau, where there is family involvement in all aspects of care. Our podcast has coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week, and we hope it can be used as an important and useful tool in times of need. Thank you. Tēnā koutou.
Whaia ti mā taronga hei oranga mō koutou. Seek knowledge for your well-being.